أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله، من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، ولا تطع كل حلاف مهين هماز مشاء بنميم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this lecture, the subject which is I'm going to talk about is about gossiping. It is also one of the subject that should be talked about. And it is important that we should know it at first, and then we should try to keep away from this kind of characteristics. It is forbidden in Islam. Islam says that gossiping is not a good habit, and we should try to away from these kind of habits. At first, let me identify it. Let me define this word. What does gossiping mean? It is the translation of an-namima, and a person who commits this habit, that is namam, gossipers in English. So one day a person came to the Holy Prophet and asked the meaning, or the Prophet himself, he asked from the other people that, do you know what does gossiping mean? So it is the whole hadith, which I would like to recite this hadith, and from this hadith you are able to catch the meaning of gossiping. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أتدرون ما العظة. Our Prophet asked from the others, do you know what does izza mean? Then the Prophet himself, he defined this word and said, نَقْلُ الْحَدِيثِ مِنْ بَعْضِ النَّاسِ لِيُفْسِدُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Izza means that you recite and you read and you narrate or tell some of the saying of the other people to the others, till you break the communication between them, until you break the good relations which are between them, and you are trying to break it. So it is izza, or it is namima. In Arabic says, in English it says gossiping. You are saying some things from someone to the another person, and then you try to destroy the good communication which are between them, and you are trying to destroy it. So it is an-namima or gossiping. According to the Holy Quran, as I recited this verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah says, وَلَا تُطِعْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَهِينٍ. You are not allowed to obey the saying of those people who are trying to find the deficiencies of the others. Hammazin mashayin binamim. And they are trying to gossip the words of some person to the other, till the communication between these two, the relations between these two, be destroyed. So it means that Almighty Allah forbidden it, and Almighty Allah asked from the people that you should not obey these kind of the persons. According to the hadiths, there is a hadith from our Prophet who says that the worst thing is this, that a person try to gossip from one person to the another. Our Prophet said, ثمانية أبغض خليقة الله يوم القيامة. There are eight groups. That these eight groups are the worst groups in the hereafter. And Almighty Allah dislike them. And Almighty Allah hate them. Among these eight groups, one is those وَالْمَشَّاءُونَ بِالنَّمِيمَةِ, those people who are trying to gossip, to tell, to find some deficiencies in one person, and then he wants to gossip his saying to the other. And it is the worst group of the people. There is another saying from our Prophet, peace be upon him, who said that gossiping means a person who is gossiper and who is gossiping, so it means that he does not have enough wisdom. It is the sign of being unwisdom. Our Prophet said, من سعى بالناس فهو بغير رشده أو فيه شيء منه. Those who are gossiping, so it means that they do not have enough knowledge, enough wisdom, or they have a little wisdom. And there is another saying from our Prophet who says that, do you know why the people, they are punished in the grave? One of the reason is this habit, that they are gossiping. Gossiping is a punishment, a cause for punishment of the grave. Our Prophet said, النَّمِيمَةُ عَذَابُ الْقَبْرِ. This gossiping, it is the cause for punishment of the grave. And also our Prophet said, those people who are gossiping, they will be disgraced in the hereafter. مَنْ سَعَى بِمُؤْمِنٍ أَقَامَهُ اللَّهُ مَقَامَ ذُلٍ. Those people who are trying to gossip some of the saying of the believers, then Almighty Allah will stand this person in the hereafter. أَقَامَهُ اللَّهُ مَقَامَ ذُلٍ. This gossiper will be stood in a place, in a position which there is the place of disgrace. مَقَامَ ذُلٍ. وَخَزَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And Almighty Allah will disgrace him in the hereafter. And according to the saying from our Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, this gossiping, it is the greatest magic. Imam said, "Inna min akbari sihri an-namima." From the greatest magic is this gossiping. يفرق بها بين المتحابين. What it cause? Our Imam said, this gossiping will be cause for the destroying the communication between two close friends. يفرق بها بين المتحابين ويجلب العداوة على المتصافيين. And if there are two close friends, that they love each other by this gossiping, so it will cause that these closeness, these friendness, it will be cut off. وَيُجْلَبُ الْعَدَاوَ عَلَى الْمُتَصَافِيَانِ. Instead, then there will be enmity between these two. Because this gossiper, he is trying to say some things of this person to his close friend, and also some of his close friend to another friend. So then the relations between these two will be cut off. So it is the greatest magic according to the saying of our Imam. And also Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, وَيُسْفَكُوا بِهَا الدِّمَاءِ. Because of these gossiping will be shed of the blood. Blood will be shed on the earth. وَيُهْدَمُ بِهَا الدُّورِ. Because of this gossiping, then many houses will be destroyed. وَيُكْشَفُ بِهَا السُّتُورِ. Many secret things will be disclosed. وَالنَّمَّامُ أَشَرُّ مَنْ وَطَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ بِقَدَمٍ. The worst person who walk on the earth is a person who is gossiper. It is a saying from our Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Our Prophet said that ثَلَاثٌ يَقْبَحُ فِيهِنَّ الصِّدْقِ. While the truth, telling the truth is good every time, but there are three places that saying the truth is not good. It is bad. Salasun yaqbahu fihinna sidq. An-namima. The first one is this, that a person gossip. Even if it is true, so it is no use that you tell some of the saying of this person to his friend. وَإِخْبَارُكَ الرَّجُلَ عَنْ أَهْلِهِ بِمَا يَكْرَهُهُ. And also, you inform a person from his house while he dislike. Even if it is true, it is not good to inform him. وَتَكْذِيبُكَ الرَّجُلَ عَنِ الْخَبَرِ. A person is telling a story or informing you from something and you say that no, it is not correct. And you are lying, so it is not good. And our Prophet himself, he used to forbid the others that you people should not gossip. Our Prophet was saying, لا يبلغني أحد منكم عن أحد من أصحاب شيئا. You are not allowed to reach, to bring to me and to inform me some of the things from my companions. فَإِنِّي أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَخْرُجَ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنَا سَلِيمُ الصَّادْرِ. I would like to come with you and to sit with you while I don't have in my heart anything bad about you. So it was the saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, in his household. And also our Prophet said, it is the worst habit. Gossiping is the worst habit. أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرَارِكُمْ. Our Prophet said, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرَارِكُمْ. Do you like that I inform you from the worst of you? قَالُوا بَلَا. His companions said, yes, we would like to know it. قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْمَشَّاءُونَ بِالنَّمِيمَةِ. The worst persons are those that they are gossipers. المتفرقون بين الأحبة الباغون للبراء المعايب. Those who are trying to destroy the good relations between the friends and they are trying to find some deficiencies to good persons. So they are the worst persons. And also our Prophet said that entering to paradise, it is forbidden for the gossipers. مَنْ مَشَى فِي نَمِيمَةٍ. Those who are trying to gossip. بَيْنَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ. Between the two persons. سَلَّتَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي قَبْرِهِ نَارًا. Almighty Allah will bring fire in his grave. تُحْرِقُهُ إِلَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That this fire will burn him up to the hereafter. وَإِذَا خَرَجَ مِنْ قَبْرِهِ سَلَّتَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا تَنِينًا أَسْوَدًا يَنْهَشُ لَحْمَهُ حَتَّى يَدْخُلَ النَّارِ. When he come out from his grave, then Almighty Allah will bring for him a snack, a black snack, that this black snack will use from his flesh حَتَّى يَدْخُلَ النَّارِ, till he enters the hill. And also, like this saying, our Imam Baqir said, "Muharramatun al-jannah al-qattatin al-mashain bin namima." It is forbidden. It is haram for gossipers to enter the paradise. There is another thing, that those who are gossiping, of course, Almighty Allah will not accept their prayer. It is a story during the Bani Israel, the children of the Israel. There was a famine year. There was no raining. So all the people were hungry. So the Musa prophet, he called the people that you should come and we should pray till Almighty Allah accept our prayer, and then it rains. They came and they prayed, but there were not a sign of raining. There were not any cloud, not any rain. So then Musa asked from Almighty Allah, what is the reason? Why it is not accepted our prayer? Then Almighty Allah informed the Musa that among you there is a gossiper. Because of the sin of that gossiper, we did not accept your prayer. Then Musa asked from the Almighty Allah, inform us. And who is he till we get him out? Then Almighty Allah said that I will not disclose his secrets. And it's not good to that I gossip from that person to you. So again, there is a saying from our prophet who said, "In عذاب القبر من النميمة والغيبة والكذب." Do you know what are the punishment of the grave? There are three reasons, three causes. One is an-namima, gossiping. The second is backbiting, al-ghiba. And the third is lying, wal-kadhib. And also you know it, that Abu Lahab, his wife, in Quran it came that she was Hammalatul Hatab. Why? Because the wife of the Abu Lahab, she used to gossip the saying of the Holy Prophet to the enemy of Islam and to the pagans. So that's why she blamed in the Holy Quran, and it came in the many books. The second part of my discussion is this, that why do we gossip? What is the reason? There are different reasons. Among them, one can be jealousy, some of the people, because they have this jealousy to other persons because of his position, because of his knowledge, because of his beauty, because of his wealth. So that's why he or she tries to gossip of him till he should cut off the relations between him and the other people. It is one of the reasons. The second is enmity. Maybe he is enemy of someone, so he tries to gossip between two persons, between his enemies, till he should lose all of his friends. The other reason can be greed. Maybe he greed to his power, his property, his wealth. That's why he is trying to gossip. And the other reason is talkative. A talkative person, he may say from this and that. And among the saying, one is gossiping. So it also can be the reason. And also, there can be another reason for this major sin, that is the bad training in the family. If we are not trained goodly in the family, then of course we will gossip between the persons. And these were the reasons that some of the ethic scholars they have mentioned. And thank you very much as you have followed this program. I hope that you could use from this program. And thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.